session, Thursday, September 17th, 2015, meeting to order. Second item on the agenda is Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Carabelli. Doozy.
Yes.
Flynn. Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino. Majak.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Toko.
Here.
Vosburgh.
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Steve Marino.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ask everyone to bow their heads in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here safely tonight and allowing us the opportunity to participate in our beloved democratic process. I'd humbly ask that you watch over this institution, its members, our families, and most importantly, the citizenry of Macomb County. In your name we pray. Amen.
Adoption of the agenda. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is adopted. Approval of minutes dated 8-20-15, 9-10-15 public hearing, and 9-10-15 full board. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are so approved. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Please come up here, state your name and your address, and you'll have 5 minutes.
Okay, good evening, Commissioner Flynn, Commissioners. My name is Kevin Grand. I reside at 22079 Oakwood Avenue, East Point, Michigan. I would like to speak this evening regarding item 11A on tonight's agenda. Even though the proposed resolution briefly touches upon it, I feel that it is essential to review the recent history of the DIA and, most importantly, how well they have kept their word. Here we have an art museum that told taxpayers that they were broke and needed a dedicated tax to fund their operations. This is while the DIA was simultaneously sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars in assets and endowments. They were also very successful at fundraising in two previous years prior to pursuing the DIA tax. Here we have an art museum that told everyone that there would be unlimited free admission if people supported their tax, yet told Macomb County residents that they still had to pay admission to see an exhibit within the DIA later that very same year. Here we have an art museum that felt that works by the likes of Frida Kahlo, including desperately wanting to show a specific piece owned by Madonna that is so explicit, decorum prohibits me from even describing the piece here tonight. The DIA felt that this was an excellent expenditure of public money. And here we have an art museum that is no stranger to excessive executive salaries and bonuses, especially in light of the recent Detroit bailout. In 2004, we found out that the DIA president and CEO Graham Beal received a base salary hike for the two previous years, and that vice president and COO Anne Marie Erickson for three. Some quick math for comparison, since 2010, Graham Beal's paycheck went up 20% and Erickson's 56. Anyone here tonight see their paycheck increase that amount in the overhead time frame? We were given assurances by DIA Chairman Eugene Gagaro that counties would have more input, but not even 1 year later, here we go again. $49,000 in new bonuses for Beal and Erickson, $285,000 in retirement severance for Graham Beal, and over $155,000 in loan forgiveness for Beal, even though nonprofit leaders like Independent Sector and BoardSource strongly recommended against this practice. Regarding this latest package, Mr. Gagaro also recently stated in the Detroit News that there is no basis to object. The DIA is certainly no stranger to deception and misdirection. It is interesting that this story is coming just on the heels of a new CEO being named by the DEA just yesterday. Can anyone on this board tell me what Mr. Pond's base salary will be? What his compensation package entails? Will the DIA be paying off any of his mortgages or other loans? The DIA has not been very forthcoming in that area. Commissioner Majak asked a very good question several weeks ago to the DIA. If you can find private donations to support large bonuses,
Why can't you find private donations to support the DIA without taxpayer support? I bring this up because when it needs to, the DIA has proven that it has no difficulty in raising money when it needs to. Last November, the DIA signed a legal agreement with the City of Detroit to provide it with over $800 million. Just something to consider. Let me wrap up my comments tonight by not only recommending that this board approve this resolution tonight, but if it wants to permanently eliminate the public problem of grossly inflated bonuses and other unjustifiable board payouts, this can easily be accomplished by simply repealing the DIA tax. At the very least, Macomb County residents would not need to be contributing to future DIA excesses. This concludes my comments. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you, sir. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive, there's none at this time, but I think there was a few follow-ups, RFIs, requests for information. I think Commissioner Brown had one, and one other item that we sent over today to get information on. Committee reports, infrastructure and economic development flow through the finance committee and finance committee agenda. We have a motion by the chair and the vice chair. Obviously, all notes, no votes are carried over. Commissioner Duje on items 8 and 9. I think those were the only no votes this week in committee. Any discussion? Seeing none, we have motion support. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items pass. Board chair report. So in your packet on page 18, you'll see the board chair report. Obviously, we've gone through the budget, which we adopted last Thursday. We've certified it by the clerk that day, which means the executive has 10 days to veto the whole document or line item veto different parts. That's why we have the meeting scheduled, and we have since the beginning of the year, on the 24th or the 30th. I've elected to take that up most likely on the 24th next Thursday. So commissioners should plan to be here. I believe it's at 7 p.m. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that and the reason behind that. Martha T. Berry, I think Scott covered that issue on Wednesday when he was here. The DIA does have a new director, which the member of the audience did indicate. We've included the newspaper article on that, and we're requesting that that new director come out in either October, November, or December by the end of this year to give us a report and provide some information in regards to that compensation package that that individual would be offered. Commissioner Bosberg?
Mr. Chair, to that point, I heard an interview with the newly appointed director today. He said he doesn't actually take that position until October 15.
Okay.
So for anyone to, who cares.
I will make sure that we schedule it once he actually takes that position. Transit, we had that issue and kind of debate between SMART and the RTA members. I think as this issue heats up and we get closer to the vote in terms of the allocation of those federal dollars, we'll keep tabs of that, as well as when a plan actually comes out, we'll have them out here more often to the infrastructure economic development meeting to keep us apprised of that. Just want to remind commissioners, there is a tribute and proclamation request form when people do want tributes or proclamations written. The requesting commissioner, the date, the subject, and any information you provide. A lot of times commissioners just call up our office and say, I want a proclamation on this, and we do research. And I guess mistakes are made from time to time, more often than they should be. But if you do have a specific item, individual that you are requesting, we do have this process in place. It's just that our office, the chair's office, doesn't get that as often as we would like, because it would make it a lot easier for us. As we move on to the office, we are posting the part-time position that was formerly filled by Rico Rowe, posting that through the HR process. If anybody has anybody who you'd highly recommend, please tell them to apply for the position. Scanning project, we're in phase two now. They're still working on making it user-friendly before it's accessible to the public as well as us. Automated agenda, we're continuing to go through that process with the IT clerk's office and the BOC. And then for the elected officials compensation study, I don't believe that we heard any other suggestions. We passed it out yesterday. I want to open it up if anybody has anything else to add. If they don't, then we're going to put this out to bid. Okay. That item's closed. If you can see the invoices through July, we're at $22,000. $23,000, which is about 19% of what we allocate for independent counsel more than halfway throughout the year. I am having Scott attend meetings. The Retirement Commission is looking to change the ordinance, and they have a committee, which I do sit on. They have a committee that will make a recommendation to the Retirement Commission, but the ultimate deciders of that document is the Board of Commissioners, and so I thought it would be helpful to have Scott at some of the more important meetings in regards to that, so then he can fill in the commission on what, you know, impact that would have either to the process or to the employees. And last but not least for the Board Chair report this month, I talked about when I gave the budget presentation in July for the Board of Commissioners about expanding the outreach that we do here at the Board. We obviously can do a better job, and we worked with the City of Mount Clemens on coming up with a quote and having commissioners tape segments that we can post online, uses our YouTube channel, and I think the proposal right now for the first year is to have the chair do a monthly update on what's going on at the commission, whether it's volunteer awards, whether it's the budget, whatever that might be. But each commissioner has either two or three opportunities a year to tape something that's happening in their district, whether they're chair or committee, some issues that they're pushing. If a commissioner pushes something through the budget process and they think it's important and would like to highlight how it impacts the county or their community, we've set this up with Mount Clemens at a very reasonable cost. About 200 a video, which for all those throughout the year, 12 times 2 or 3 plus the 12 is less than $10,000. They use their students in-house at the City of Mount Clemens and the school district. They share somebody. And so it's a real economical way, and I think it's a good opportunity that we don't have to, you know, go to an outside group, people we aren't familiar with, that would charge a lot more money. And so with that said, we taped a preliminary one this week, and want to show you kind of the style and the format. It would be 3 to 4 minutes apiece, and Courtney can play that.
Hi, I'm Dave Flynn, Chair of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. Today I'm excited to announce a new venture I am proposing. We understand the importance of communicating with you, the public, what is happening in your community and in your county government. These updates, known as Connect with Your Commissioner, will be aired on your local cable access channels as well as our YouTube channel, making them available on your television, your home computer, and mobile devices. We're launching this on the heels of the Board of Commissioners adopting the county's 2016 budget. We are tasked with how to effectively spend your tax dollars. We organized more than 20 public meetings that lasted over 40 hours to hear discussion and feedback. The board finally approved a $685 million budget, $226 million of which is designated to the general fund. This budget exemplifies the board's mission of serving with a purpose. We understand that the population in Macomb County is not only growing, but our demographics are changing too. This means we need to reconstruct how we deliver certain county services. For example, the commission is contracting with an outside organization to ensure that the Macomb County Crisis Response Unit and the Survivors of Suicide Program receive the necessary staffing they need in spite of the state budget cuts. We are ensuring all Meals on Wheels recipients receive their meals by funding a part-time employee to fill in when volunteers cannot. We are raising awareness on domestic and sexual abuse in our K-12 school system by allocating dollars to Turning Point so these vital programs can be implemented. We are also supporting the county's growing ethnic population by providing One Macomb the necessary resources to install multilingual signage throughout the county buildings. The County Commission has always supported our veterans. When we learned about the Michigan Works Veteran Employability Boot Camp, we wanted to help them reach an even larger group of veterans. We recently are purchasing 11 new laptops for the program to help veterans become employed by completing resumes and applying for new jobs online. As a board, we not only take pride in these initiatives we are able to support by allocating funding, but through the methodical process itself. Over the last several years, our process has become much more streamlined and performance-based. Through these changes, we are able to provide much-needed services. It is you, the residents of Macomb County, that make this such a vibrant place. We understand that in order to continue our success, we need to support and invest in emerging needs. I encourage you to visit the county website, macombgov.org. There you will find a host of services provided by our 38 different county departments and agencies. Knowing what services we offer and how your county government works is important to you and your family. I, along with my fellow commissioners, look forward to guiding you through the inner workings of our county government and looking forward to fun and exciting things to do throughout the year. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page by searching Macomb County Board of Commissioners to receive regular county updates. Be on the lookout for our next episode of Connect with Your Commissioner. I'm Dave Flynn, and I'm proud to be the chairman of the Macomb County Board. Thank you.
Nice. I did all that without a teleprompter. So.
Yeah.
Wise.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Where'd you film that at?
The city of Mount Clemens, right there, right across the street in their high school, they have a studio on the second floor. Gotcha. Where the city of Mount Clemens and the school district share that service, and the editing and most of the work is done. They have one employee, but most of it's done by the students who are in that program, who put on the morning or daily news over there. Commissioner Miller?
Thanks, Chairman Flynn. I object to the music, but other than that, I
didn't make it out. They said every commissioner can have their own anthem.
but just to give a little bit more information, it's technically called the Mount Clemens, or it's called the Mount Clemens Cable Commission. They call it the Macomb Cable Network, and they do a lot of working with all the different community cable access stations throughout the county. They have a green screen, which is what projects up, and that's a variable background there. But it's a partnership between the school district, the district library here in Mount Clemens, and the city government. And like Chairman said, it's run by two full-time staffers, but also they have an award-winning media arts program that they have the students work on cameras. I've contracted with them previously when I was in the legislature. They helped me with my cable show, and they really do a great job. They're very professional, and I think it's a great synergy between the county and the locals. So I just wanted it for the commissioner's edification.
And depending on what issue somebody's talking about, they said they can specialize the backgrounds to either do something in your community that it would look like it's in your community, or if Commissioner Carabelli wanted to do something on the trail, they can put that into the background if that's the issue that that commissioner's talking about. So
who do we...
Commissioner DJ?
Who do we talk to about this? You, Andrew?
Courtney... Myself and Courtney are the ones that are spearheading this, and it doesn't need contract approval. It's only under $10,000, but it's something that I'll send to the commission, and Courtney will be the one who will work with commissioners, sitting down with them throughout the year and saying, what content do you want, to make sure we have enough time, give commissioners a chance to edit that, and then send it back so we can fine-tune it.
Thank you.
Commissioner Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to, you and I have talked about this, but I wanted to raise it up for everybody here. I think that it's important, the understanding that we had was that this would be a service that would be equally accessible to all 13 of us, but wanted to make sure that we would stop production of these programs before the filing deadline, because we want to make sure that this is a public communication as opposed to a, I want to protect this body from being accused of, you know, doing political stuff during political season with taxpayer dollars. That's not the intent. It's really the intent is to keep the dialogue going with commissioners. So I think we should put it in writing or have an understanding among ourselves of what our cutoff date is for to do this kind of communication. Thanks.
That's a good idea.
Commissioner Vosburgh?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That was great. I really appreciated that. I look forward to doing something for to communicate with members of my community as well. If there's no other questions about that, I have a question about the newsletter idea.
Please,
can I bring that up now?
Yep.
Is that some? I know you talked about that before, that we're going to try to get those going again, and wondering where we're at with that.
That's absolutely true. We are trying to get that going. Courtney can address that. I think she has a template.
I have basically the first draft done. I've just been working with IT on the storage for it. So they came over about a week ago, and we just need to finalize that, and then I will be sending a draft to Dave, and then everybody else can review as well. It'll be the same template for every commissioner, and then the sidebar is just going to be specific information to your district, such as police department, phone numbers, community events, and all that. So that should be out hopefully by October. I would like to get this in there as well, so it'll be soon.
And once we do start this, it would be helpful if commissioners could provide some access to their local communities that we might not have here in our office, or I don't have, to put this on their local TV channels. Commissioner Miller?
And that's another good service that the Macomb Cable Network can provide us, because they do have a network with Shelby TV or Warren TV or the other one. They swap feed all the time in terms of PSAs and things like that. So that's another thing that they can help us do, is pump it out to different outlets in the county.
And their online versions will be in high definition. They'll have to take it down to standard definition for the TV, because most communities don't have that technology to date. So with that, that's my chair's report. Are there any questions?
See, Commissioner, just a quick question to John Shapka. John, I was just wondering, with that question I had pertaining to the DIA, did you happen to find anything out on that?
We haven't had time to do the final research on it, but I'm going to stand by the initial opinion that individual taxpayers really have no recourse. There are other avenues that might be usable, but they're more political than legal. The actual DIA tax, the wording is very interesting, because it says the county may assess up to the millage rate. Up to means or less, and or less could be zero.
Interesting. Well, just keep us posted, and when you find something out, let us know. Thanks.
Yes, will do.
Commissioner Majek, are you looking for a formal opinion in writing?
That would be great, yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think that would be the appropriate avenue to go. As soon as John sends that over, we'll send it to all the commissioners. Board chair report, move to receive and file.
Moved.
Moved by Toko, supported by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed? Board chair report is received. Resolution urging the Macomb County Art Authority to oppose the bonuses to DIA senior executives, and urging the Macomb County State Legislative Delegation to offer a bill to require any institution has over more than 25% of their operating revenue publicly funded through ad valorem tax to follow the Open Meetings Act in FOIA. Moved by Marino. Supported by Majek. Any discussion? Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I obviously support this, and I think there's space for all of us to sign on if we wanted to. I have a question regarding the legislation portion of it. Does that match anything that anyone is currently working on? Do the writers of the... Yes, it is.
Yeah, just a point of information. There is a portion of the delegation that's working on the Open Meetings Act compliance and FOIA requests, so that there are legislative packages that are introduced.
Okay, and Oakland County commissioners have also been working on something. Is this similar or the same as what they've been doing?
This is information. This is very close to what they had passed.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item passes unanimously.
proclamations. Recognizing October 2nd, 2015 as National Manufacturing Day in Macomb County, and B, commending Vincenzo. Commissioner Carabelli, how do you say it?
Vincenzo.
No, the second, the last name.
Zarillo
on being named the 2015 Man of the Year by Lodge Figli della Sicilia.
Sons of Sicily. Motion to move in their entirety.
Moved by Marino, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Proclamations passed unanimously. 13, approved request from Commissioner Marino to be excused from absence for 9:15 Infrastructure Economic Development Committee meeting. I believe he was on a SEMCOG. I've got a motion on the floor. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Vosburgh. Commissioner Marino, where were you?
It's the SEMCOG Economic Development Task Force that I was appointed to, so be happy to report back. That was our first meeting and some exciting stuff that they're working on. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We'll put that in the minutes.
What was your score?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Any opposed? The absence is excused. New business, just to reiterate, plan to have a meeting next Thursday, September 24th, for full board, in case there's any vetoes. If there's no vetoes, then we'll cancel the meeting.
Sure.
Commissioner Sauger?
Under new business?
Yep.
I'd like to congratulate you on your sermon you gave at Martha T. Berry. You did a great job. Well attended. It was a great party, and you did a nice job, Dave.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I think there was Commissioner Duje, Myjak, Marino, Miller, Toko, Smith, and Vosburgh attended that night.
It was very well attended.
Any other new business before the commission? Seeing none, public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once.
You can do it again.
We only give you 50% of the time the second time.
You'll pay for that.
Please state your name.
Kevin Grand. Nothing has changed from earlier this evening. Chairman, commissioners, I just want to thank you for voting yes on 11A, the DIA resolution, and also looking forward to hear what comes up legal-wise in the near future. Thank you.
And once we get that opinion, Commissioner Kleinfeld can pass that along to you.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Any other public participation? Seeing none, public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown. Carabelli.
Present.
Duje.
Still here.
Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjak.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Toko.
Here.
Vosburgh.
Here.
Motion adjourned by Duje. Supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Andre, it's just automatic. They know that you own that motion.
I want
the
motion.
You own that motion.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.